I always want to remember.
I remember him saying,
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
This is Your Remember When. Introducing Four Moms.
My name is Jonna Black, and I am 38. I have four kids. So Olivia is just about 13. Isabel is 10. Quentin just turned 8. And then our caboose is Colin, who is now 4.
My name is Aubrey Hedgecock, and I am 32 years old. I have three kids. My oldest is Alora, and she turns 14 today. My second is Renan, and he is 12. And my third is Jerem, and he is 8.
Megan Ivy, and I'm 27. I have two kids. I have a son that's 4, and then a daughter that's 2.
Janelle Case, and I'm 33. I have 5 boys. Nathan is 10, Tyler is 8, Andrew is 6, and Eric was 2 when he passed away, and we also have Chris, who is now 2.
These four women are spread across the U.S.
I live in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
I just moved to Raleigh, North Carolina.
I live in El Mirage, Arizona.
I am in Surprise, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix.
They're connected as the dedicated mothers behind the blog, A Mom's Take.
A Mom's Take is a blog for new moms or seasoned moms, a resource site where they can find recipes and crafts and DIYs, kids' activities, a little bit of everything to help them with their daily life as a mom.
The blog started with one mom.
Janelle is the one that started A Mom's Take, and I want to say it was about 8 years ago.
I created the blog back in 2010. I used to read blogs a lot, and I just loved reading them and felt like it was a good opportunity for me to do something while being a work-at-home or stay-at-home mom at the time, where it felt like all day was kind of play with trains and get your snacks and change diapers, and I needed something that was kind of for me. And so I just jumped in with both feet, and I haven't looked back.
But things grew quickly.
As she got bigger, she started bringing on other moms with other perspectives because Janelle has had 5 boys. And so she wanted different perspectives on the blog. And so she slowly brought on other moms since then.
We wanted our readers to be able to connect with us on a personal level because we're all different. And yeah, we're moms. And yeah, you know, we've got a lot of stuff in common, but we also have a lot of differences.
Between the four of them, Janelle, Aubrey, Megan, and Jonna have seen it all.
You know, I sat them down and I put a movie on and I ran back in the other room to have a quick shower because we all need to do that sometimes. And by the time I came out, my daughter had gone into the pantry and found a bucket of cornstarch and thrown it all over the house.
On the way down, I stepped on the escalator. I was holding both of my kids' hands, and my oldest son, like the moment I stepped on, he let go and he ran the opposite direction off of the escalator. So there I was going down the escalator with my 2-year-old, and my son is stuck at the top. He's 4, stuck at the top, and he was screaming bloody murder because I was leaving him on the escalator. It was just one of those mommy moments that I'll always remember.
Each stage, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I tell my kids that. We're going to try this, but I don't really know what I'm doing. So if it doesn't work, we'll try something else.
Motherhood is no walk in the park. But on the best of days, it can feel like one.
Motherhood has ups and downs, and lots of fun times, lots of smiles, some tears, some messes for sure. But there's always the silver lining, even on the hardest days.
Those little moments when your kids have their successes or they run up to you and they give you a hug and they're like, I love you, mommy. And it kind of helps, you know, ease all of the stress and the burdens that come with, you know, the fact that they're coming up and telling you they love you because they just dropped eggs all over the floor, you know?
I love the quiet moments that when they're all the craziness is just paused for a second, and my 4-year-old will come up and say, I just need a snuggle, and we'll sit there and snuggle. Or when my almost 13-year-old will come over and just ask me to scratch her back. And we'll just sit there quietly for a minute, just the two of us, and let all the chaos disappear. Those are the moments that I love, when we're able to slow down a little bit and just be together.
Oh, the little tiny baby hands, they're so sweet. Like, even my 2-year-old's hands are still little, and just when they, like, put their hands on your face, it just melts me.
You know, if I let the little things go, the things that might bother me, but they're not going to do any harm to my children or anything else, I think that that's what brings my children and I closer together. It makes me happy as a mom, and it helps me to focus on and remember the good times that I've experienced through motherhood.
The online community they've helped create has been a blessing for these four moms.
It's almost like having a bunch of friends and sisters, someone to share the good and the bad times with.
There's always support out there and help, no matter what challenge you're facing. And that's really what I've found in the blogging community. When we lost our son, people I didn't even know were there for me.
I think that moms are always there to help each other, because we all have times where we feel like we're succeeding and doing great, and we all have times where we feel like we're falling apart. And I love the community of moms to try and help each other, because when I'm just falling apart, someone will step in, you know, and do something wonderful that helps me out and save my day.
They each look forward to continuing to support moms everywhere.
If you're a mom, you're already a rock star, and you're doing so much more than I'm sure you ever thought you could do. But we're all here to help each other and support each other, give each other tips to try. So never think that you're not enough for your child.
There's not one right way to do anything in motherhood. And I think as first-time moms, there's so many, you need to do this, don't do this, that it can be really overwhelming and confusing to know, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? And so my advice to any mother is to do what's best for you and your baby, and then not to care what anyone else thinks.
I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect mothers who, you know, don't get mad at our children and don't spend the afternoon crying in our bathroom eating chocolate bars because that's the only place we get quiet time, you know? And I think they need to realize that it's okay to fail once in a while. It's okay to realize that we're all human. We all make mistakes, and these kids, they don't come with owner's manuals. You know, and what works for one kid doesn't work for all of the others. And they're learning how to be kids at the same time we're learning how to be their parent. And so I think mothers need to give themselves a little more credit than they do and just take each day as it comes.
Remember that even in the hardest mommy moments and days, that you're not alone, and don't give up, and what you're doing is so worth it.
This has been a Member When production. If you'd like to capture the story of someone you love through the voices of those who love them, visit us today at memberwhen.com. Member When, what's your story?